So let's review. The Gemara on Amud Beis cites a Mishnah Masech de Shvias. Shtari Chayiv Hamukdamin Psulin Vamocharin Ksherin. Hamukdamin Psulin, predated loan documents are not valid, as Rashbam explains, Kazvu Be'echad Be'ir U'Betecha Shtar Hikdimu V'Kasav Boi Be'echad Be'Nisan. A loan document written in Ir but dated from Nisan is invalid because Asa L'Mitchav L'Kucha Shalei Kedin. The creditor can use the document to wrongfully seize property from someone who bought property from the borrower before the loan took place, but after the date in the document. However, Vamucharin Kesherin, post-dated loan documents are valid, as Rashbam explains, Shekazvu Be'echad Be'Nisan, V'kasvu B'teichashtar Be'echad Be'ir. A loan document written in Nisan but dated from Ir is valid because Sharim Mochel Eishibut Shal Chodesh Avar. By agreeing, the Malva forgave part of his lien to begin only at a later date. However, the Gemara rules, Shtar Mekech Omemker Hamukdamin Psulin, V'afilu Mucharin Nami Psulin. Predated sale documents are invalid for the same reason as above. And even post-dated sale documents are also invalid because Zimnin Demazman Le'ara B'Nisan, V'kasal Eishtar B'Tishrei. If the property was sold in Nisan, but the document is dated from the following Tishrei, and Misramale Zuzi Beini Beini B'Zavan Le'Minei, the seller might acquire some money in the interim and buy it back. And Kimati Tishrei Mapik Le'Vamale Hadr Zavantaminach. The buyer can use the document to claim that he purchased the property a second time at Tishrei. However, regarding Shtari Chayv HaMucharin, whether this concern for fraud applies to post-dated loan documents depends on the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yasi earlier on Daf Kuf Ayin. According to Rabbi Yasi, Kais Vin Shaver, we do write receipts, and it is the responsibility of the borrower to safeguard it to prove he repaid the debt. Therefore, Shtari Chayv HaMucharin Nami Psulim because Nafik Menei Chorva. One can use the document to commit fraud, as the Gemara explains, Zimna Diyazeb B'Nisan, V'Kasav Le'Shtar B'Tishrei. He might lend money in Nisan, but posted the document to Tishrei. And Misramile Zuzi Beini Beini Uparle, if the borrower acquires some money in the interim and repays the loan, the lender can write him a receipt instead of returning the loan document. And so Kimati Zimne Mapik Le'Va'amale Hashtahu Diyazbis Minoi. He can then use the loan document, which is dated after the receipt, to demand payment claiming that it's a separate loan. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yasi, Shtari Chayv HaMucharin Nami Psulin. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Kais Vin Shaver, we do not write receipts, and the borrower only repays the loan if the creditor returns the loan document. Therefore, Shtari Chayv HaMucharin Ksherin, because Le'Nafik Menei Churva, there is no possibility to commit fraud and collect again because the lender must return the loan document in order to get payment of the loan. The Gemara proceeds to explain. E Ein Kais Vin Shaver, Avet Shtari Shal Zeh, Yechel Halav V'Chadi, if we do not write receipts, the borrower will not repay the loan if the lender loses the document, and the lender would suffer a loss. On the other hand, if we do write receipts, the lender will demand the loan a second time if the borrower loses the receipt, and the borrower would suffer a loss. Nevertheless, mistaber the kais vin shaver, it's more reasonable to assume that we write receipts because the pasuk states, "Eved loivel yesh malva," the borrower is enslaved to the lender, and so he bears the additional burden of safekeeping a receipt. The Gemara cites a machlekes Amiram how to rule. Rab v'Shmuel Amri in kais vin shaver, Rabbi Yechim Mishlakish Amri kais vin shaver. The Gemara clarifies, Laman dama kais vin shaver, according to the opinion that we write receipts, kasvinan apalga v'afila akule kasvinan. Not only do we write receipts for a partially paid loan, but also when the loan is fully paid. Based on the above, the Gemara on Omen Av cites a related brisa. Shtar shazmani kasev b'shabes oy basar b'tishrei. If a document is dated to the secular calendar, and the date corresponds to a Shabbos or Yom Kippur, Shtar ma'ucharhu v'kasher divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We assume it was written earlier and post-dated and it is valid. Rabbi Yasi paisel, the document is not valid. The Braisa clarifies their dispute. Rabbi Yehuda challenged Rabbi Yasi, v'halei ma'isi bol lefanecha b'tzipari v'chsharta. You validated such a document in Tzipari. Rabbi Yasi replied, kishechsharti b'zehechsharti. I only validated documents such as this, namely, where it could not have been written on the date indicated. And the Gemara explains. Hakol moedim benimtzas oy nasim mechuvenes b'Shabbos oy basar b'tishrei shestar ma'ochur hubukasha. Everyone agrees that if the date corresponds to a Shabbos or Yom Kippur, it certainly was not written on that day, and so we know that the date is incorrect. It was obviously written either before or after. All agree that we assume it was post-dated, not predated, and it's valid because, as the Rashbam explains, edim machasum malashtar nasikib mishenechker edus mebezen v'rabbanu hu datzrochinu kiyum. Midday Raisa, a shtar is assumed to be valid and the signatures do not require verification. The requirement to authenticate the signatures is merely midrabanan. Therefore, alabol lifsal hashtar olav haraya. One who wishes to disqualify the document bears the burden of proof. Therefore, mamid nishtar zeh becheskes mo'ocher. We assume the document to be post-dated, not predated, and it's kasher because le'nofik minei churva, since it's obvious that the document was post-dated, it cannot be used to commit fraud. However, lo nechel ko el b'shtar me'ucher b'alma. Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi disagree regarding the validity of ordinary post-dated loan documents, where the date corresponds to a weekday, and it's not obvious that it is post-dated. As we explained earlier, according to Rabbi Yossi, kaisvin sheva v'nafik m'nei churva, we do write receipts, and so one can use a post-dated document to commit fraud. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ein kaisvin sheva v'lei nafik m'nei churva, we do not write receipts, and so there is no possibility to commit fraud with a post-dated document. The Gemara question is the practical implementation of this halacha. Nowadays, we do write post-dated documents and we do write receipts, thus allowing for the possibility of fraud. The Gemara answers that the Chacham instituted two safeguards. In a post-dated document, we write, this document was post-dated. Regarding receipts, if we know the date of the document, we reference it in the receipt, thereby making it clear for which document the receipt was written. And the loy, if we do not know the date of the document, we do not date the receipt, and so he can claim that it was written for any document. However, the Gemara asks, neither of these practices is widespread. The Gemara answers, Rabbana tekuni tekini. Rabbana instituted satisfactory safeguards. Manda avid avid, manda le avid, iuhu de avser nafshe. If one utilizes them, he will be protected. If he chooses not to, he has only himself to blame.